Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketir Blad. Parasha Vayishlach, Week 8, 6 Aliyah. And so it was, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. Genesis 35, verse 18. Why did Yaakov change the name Ben-Oni? Rachel died before time because of the curse that Yaakov pronounced against the person that took Laban's idols. The power of words is great, and we do well when we think before saying them. In the moment of dying, Rachel named her son, who was being born, the name Benoni, which means son of my sorrow. But Yaakov changed his name to Binyamin, which means son of the right, side or hand. In the geography of the Torah, the east is always in the front, not like nowadays, where maps place the north ahead. Therefore, the right side also implies south. In Psalm 89, verse 12, the Hebrew word yamin appears as a reference to the south. That is why Rashi says the name Binyamin is a reference to the place of birth of his son. He was the only one who was born in the land of Canaan, south from Padan Aram, where all the other sons of Yaakov were born. Yaakov didn't want to allow the sorrow of losing his beloved wife to prevent him from reaching the goal that he had set in his mind since leaving Laban's house. He wanted to get his father Yitzhak. Yitzhak was in the south, so south was the goal to reach for Yaakov at the time. That's why he changed the name of Rachel's second son, to note that sorrow would not characterize his son, but the vision of what was ahead. The change of name shows us how important this vision was for Yaakov. There was only a small distance between him and his goal, where his father was. Hebron is not far from Beit Lechem. And finally, Yaakov reached the goal, and he could see his father. Chapter 35, verse 27. Don't allow sorrow and grief that come across your way to make you lose sight of the goals that the Eternal place ahead of you. May Hashem help us not to fall in the pit of bitterness, but to reach our goals. Shalom.